It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Several holiday events are scheduled this Saturday and Sunday in Las Cruces and Mesilla. Emily Guerra spoke with Irene Oliver Lewis and David Chavez representing the Mesquite District and also with Kathleen Albers of the Doñana Arts Council to find out more.
How does the Mesquite District plan to celebrate the holidays?
Well, we have an event this Saturday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. in the Mesquite District, but we're localizing it to the original Camino Real. And then on Tornillo, we have 15 businesses that are involved in what we're calling the Mesquite District Fiesta. Different businesses will be doing a variety of things for the public, and David can tell you more of the specifics of what we have planned for the day.
Well, some of the activities that will be held that day will be free shuttles to all the businesses. And also with that, we will be doing free historic tours of the Mesquite Historic District on horse-drawn carriage. And that is free to the public. And we will shuttle them to San Jose Cemetery for a historic tour of that location. There will be a mini car show. And a little point of interest, some of the businesses in the Mesquite Historic District have been there for, some of them, up to 80 years. We have a lot of businesses that have been there like over 50 years, like Nopalita's restaurant on Mesquite Street. But we have approximately almost 88 businesses in the Mesquite Historic District. So there's value, history, and a track record of having the community come and shop at our businesses in the historic district.
And the Mesquite District Fiesta is going to be held on Saturday, December the 8th, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. But there's another activity following that.
Yes, at Nopalito's Gallery from 4 to 8, there will be two local artists in Las Cruces, John Dick Petty and Arno Puentes, will have their art show at the Nopalito's Galleria from 4 to 8. Last year, it was a phenomenal show for John Dick Petty, and this young man has Parkinson's. So a lot of the sales, there will be a percentage that goes to the Parkinson's research here in Las Cruces. So I hope a lot of you can attend.
Also, that's the one gallery in the southern part of the district. And then in the northern part of the district, Unsettled Gallery, after the event, is also having an opening with Leslie Zare. And she will be showing her three-dimensional pottery, and it starts at 4 o'clock as well.
As well as the Doñana Arts Council, they're
yes.
having something that day as well.
Correct.
Across the board, a gallery opening reception will be on Saturday the 8th from 4 to 7.
Well, this is part of the second Saturday Arts Hop that takes place with six participating galleries. And the name of the show is called Across the Board. And at the Doñana Arts Council's gallery, we will have the current and former board members who are also artists. We're putting together a special show that's going to display their talent in painting, photography, and fiber art.
So they'll start the exhibit on display from December 7th through December the 21st, but the opening reception will be on Saturday the 8th from 4 to 7.
Correct.
Then on Sunday, another very unique event.
This came about as the brainchild of Sherry White, who many may know as our Queen Sherry of the Renaissance Fair. But in this case, she is going to be the hostess for our Dickens Tea and Fashion Show on December the 9th. That's a Sunday from 2 to 4. And so Sherry White is going to be modeling some of her fashion. She's going to get several of her friends to also be modeling. And we're also going to be serving English tea along with scones and cucumber sandwiches and other appropriate tea food that would have been served during the 19th century at a tea party.
That's going to be at the Doñana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center,
correct.
1740 Calle de Mercado in Mesillas Bulletin Plaza.
You can get tickets for the Dickens Tea, which they're $10 for adults or $5 for children, and you can get those at our website, and that's daarts.org, or you can call our office at 523-6403, and you can order your tickets. We have spots for 30 people to come to the tea. And so I encourage people to reserve your spot early because we've had a wonderful response to this. It's kind of different for the holidays. Plus, the place is going to be decorated with all kinds of Christmas decorations, and it will really be a fun event and something that you can bring your friends to come enjoy or bring your children or grandchildren. I think it'll be fun.